In the Mishnah, he learned the girsa wrong. He had the girsa that the sreifa fell into the niskalim, and you tell him, don't learn that way by saying that. It's not nice. You're not supposed to say that this to your father. But Tanya, we learned like this. The Tanya, we learned. Let's say a son even sees his father doing something against the Torah. Is you're not supposed to stop speak out, Abba, Ovata Divrei Torah. Father, you're doing against the Torah. It's not nice. It's not there covered. You can't stand tell your father outright, Ovata Divrei Torah. Ella, rather, you have to say it with respect. Ella, Oimeloi, say it to your father like this. Abba, you should know, Kach Ksiv Batorah. This is the way it says in the Torah. So you can't tell him directly he's doing something wrong. Yeah. So where's the question? Saif, Saif, Hainuach. But what's the difference? Rashi says, like anyway, he'll be embarrassed. What's the difference which way you say it? Either way, he's going to be embarrassed. Even if you tell him that doesn't the Torah say it this way, so he'll also be embarrassed then. You can embarrass him both ways. Say like this to your father, Abba, Mikra Kosa Vatara Kachu. You should know, there's a pasuk in words, Ella Rashi says, B'nichusai Meloi. You have to say it nice and calm to your father. Because it depends how you say it. If you say, Father, doesn't it say like this? That's also not nice. You're giving it to him. But rather, you have to say it to him nicely and calm. B'nichusai Meloi. Mikroma Batara. Just repeat in front of him the pasuk that says in the Torah. Don't tell him like, doesn't it say this way? Just say, there's a pasuk like this. And your father by himself will understand what you mean. So that's a nicer way of saying it. You should have not told your father such a lesson, do not learn this way, but rather you just should have said differently, just should have said, it would make more sense like to say this way, not to say that way. Now the Mishnah says, "Mishen is chayiv b'shtei misayis bezdin." Somebody Leposha did two different averas, and is chayiv two different misayis bezdin. Before bezdin killed him on the first avera, bezdin went ahead and passed in the second mechiv misa. He was boilonish. He lived with an eshes ish. He was mechal shabbos. Bezdin passed in two different mechiv misas. So lachar is nidun bechamura. We give him the more chamedik misa. And the Gemara asks the question: Chorb shita? Like why not? The person did two separate averas here, so for the first one it deserves skila, just because he does a second avera, and that's only chenik, so I'm going to give him the easier misa, why should he gain on the deal? Pshita gets the mohammedic misa. We'll see in the Gemara. But here it says the person does two different averas, one is chayiv skila, one is chayiv chenik, so pshita we give him skila, the mohammedic misa. Over avera shenes chayiv shtei misas. Let's say he does one avera that is chayiv two misas for. Let's say he lives with his mother-in-law that's married. So by living with your mother-in-law, she's an Ashes Ish, and she's also Chamoisa, you chayiv two different mises. For one you chayiv skila, for one you chayiv sreifa, for Chamoisa you chayiv sreifa, and for Ashes Ish you chayiv chenik. So what's the locha? Nidin bechamura. We give him the Mohammed Dikamisa, we give him sreifa, yeah, even though she's also an Ashes Ish, but in Svara, you give him the Mohammed Dikamisa. Rabbi Yossi Yaman, now it depends. Nidon bezikor rishoyna shevolov. We give her the punishment what the first thing came upon her. Zikor rishoyna, like in the case here, she's your mother-in-law. Let's say when you married your wife, your mother-in-law was an amana. She wasn't married at that time. So when you marry your wife, the mother-in-law comes also to you first because she's an amana. Because she's your mother-in-law. That's the first issa. So later, if she would get married, Lamaisi, you would not give the second misa, only the first misa. Or this way would make a difference. Let's say the opposite way. Let's say your mother-in-law, like she was married. At the time when you married your wife, she was married. So it comes out, even before you married your wife, she was also to you, because she's an Ashes Ish. Now you marry your wife, now she becomes also to you, secondly, because of Chamoisai. So in such a case, if you live with your mother-in-law now, you'll only get Chenek and not Tzreifa. That's Rabbi Yosi's Chiddush. Since before you married your wife, before she became your mother-in-law, she was an Ashes Ish. She was also to you, but her is an Ashes Ish. And for that, she's only Chayiv Chenek. And now, even though she becomes your mother-in-law and you live with her now, according to Rabbi Yossi, you would not receive Sreifa, but still stick with the Zika Rishayna. We'll see in the Gemara, that's the Svar of Einis Achalalissa. Since she's already usher to you, but there is an Eishas Ish, now that she also becomes your mother-in-law, we say Einis Achalalissa. The second Issa does not take place here, therefore you only receive the first Misa. Now the Gemara says, Pshita. What's the first case of the Mishnah where a person does two different Averis? And Bezdin Paskins two Chiyuva Mises, so we give him the more stricter. For one he deserves Skila, and one he deserves Chenek, we give him the Skila. For the Gemara Pshit, of course, El is Gura Iska, should the guy gain on the deal? Because he does the second Avera, that the second Avera is only Chayiv Chenek, we should only kill him with Chenek. Pshit, he did already an Averis Chayiv Skila, of course we give him the Mohammed the Gemisa. What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? El or Omar Rabbah says like this. He did a simple Avera. First he did the Avera that is only Chayiv Chenek for. That's all. Venigma Dinoi. Al Avera Kala and Bezdin Paskin. He was Mazdani. He lived with an Eishes Ish. He's Chayiv Chenek. Bezdin Paskin already. This person is Chayiv Chenek. Vechozo Biover Avera Chamura. And now he lived. And now he lived with his mother-in-law. That now he's Chayiv Sreifa. So in this case, Salka Daita Chamin Chayiv would have thought to say, Kivun the Nigma Dina Le'Avera Kala, since Bezdin already Paskin, that he lived with an Eishes Ish, Bezdin already gave up Psak Din, this person is Chayiv Chenek. And they gave the Gemara Din already. Just he broke loose and went with another lady again. But Bezdin gave a Gemara Din already. So I would have thought to say, since there's a Gemara Din on him, Le'Avera Kala, Haigavra Ketila Heve, the person is called like a dead man already. Therefore, when he does the second Avera, there's no purpose in passing the second time. He's a dead man already. We don't give a Psak Din on a Gavra Ketila. That's what I would have thought. Chamash Mula, no, still, no. Since the Maisa, the second Avera is a more Chomedic Avera, and the Maisa, even though he has a Gemar Din upon him, but he's still alive, he's still here in the world. That's a Chiddush. So even though he's called the Gavra Ketila, if he does a second Avera, he has another Chi of Misa upon him for that. So Mela Bezdin goes to give the second Psak, to give him Sreifa, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Before the Gemar Din, Pshita. But the Chiddush is, even though there was already a Gemar Din, that's also a Chiddush. Gemash Mala. Boi minei avua de Rabbi Yosef bar Chomo me Rabba banosin. Minoha Milsa, how do I know this Yisrael you're telling me? Minoha Milsa, the Yom Rabbanon that we just said, Mishin is Chayev Shtei Mises Bezdin. Someone that did two Chatoyim, and it's Chayiv two different Mises Bezdin, they need the Mechamura. How do I know the Svara? Even though before the Gemara said a Svara Pshita, but could be now, like the last Chiddush, even though he's already Kapaskin, he's a Garva Ketila, still we Paskin a second time. How do we know this? There's a Paskin in Cheskel that says, for Hoyled Ben Poritz, he gave birth to Ben Poritz, Shofech Dam, he kills people, Elohorim Ochal, V'yas Esh Riyeh Yotimei, for first cases, he kills somebody, now he lives with an Esh Ish, V'yel Hagilulim Nosteina. He went to worship Avodah Zarah. Now, V'hoilet ben Poritz, Shofech Dam, Timiz B'Sayif. You gave birth to a son to kill somebody, so for that, for killing Yechayiv Sayif. That's one Misa. As Eishes Riyeh Timei, he lived with Eishes Ish, Zu Eishes Ish V'chenik, for that Yechayiv Chenik. V'yel Hagilulim Nosteina. He picked up his eyes to the Gilulim, to the idols. Zeh Avodah Zkechovim B'Skila. He deserves to get Skila. So there's one person now did three Averis, Achiv, Skila, Saif, and Chenik. What Misa do we give him? Until the end of the Pasuk says, Mois Yumas, Dom of Boy, Yia, Beskila. So we give him Skila. Since the Limo, there's one person did three Averis here, that we end up giving him the Misa Chomer. According to our Gemara Lechur, the case had to be that even though there was already a Psak Din on Chenik, still we go to give another Psak Din to his Chai Skila to give him Skila. Maskib lo Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Eima maybe kula beskila. Maybe no. Maybe this whole pasuk is talking about a chiyuv beskila only. And maybe the pshat is like this: for hoyle the ben porat shofich dam ze ben sarah maru. Maybe we're talking about that you have a son of that's a ben sarah maru. And eventually, if you don't kill him now, he'll go to kill other people. Therefore, you have to kill him now. But we learned before the beskila a ben sarah maru deserves skila. Now the second part of the pasuk is. Eishes Riyeh Yotimei, he lived with an Eishes Ish. What does that mean? Zeh Nara Hamarasa. Maybe it means a man lived with a Nara Hamarasa that the Beskili is Chayes Skila. So they both have the same Misa. And the third case is, V'yel Hagilulim Noseinov, Zu Avar Eskichovim, the Beskila. So maybe the Pasuk is talking about all three Mises are the same. So you have no proof from here that when there are two different Mises, we give the Misa Chomer. Maybe here they're all the same Misa. So his question is, so, him came, my Kamashmon Yecheskel. What is Yecheskel teaching us then? Like, what does he have to say this for? That if a person's a Ben Saramaru, a person's a Lizra Naramarasa, he worships Avodah Zarah, he's Chayeskila, Shrita. So Mara says, Dilma Torah Kamader. Maybe he's just repeating over the Torah, and Echanami, he's not doing anything more, it's true. He's not telling us Chedushim, he's just repeating over to his door what it says in the Torah. Im came, he should have repeated it, ki echi di hadra Moshe Rabbeinu. Means to say that if he's only repeating what it says in the Torah, he should have repeated it in the same lush like it says in the Torah. He should have said over the Lavim of the Torah, not make up his own Lashonis. Because if the Navi is saying something new, his words, it must be he's teaching us something new. If he just meant to repeat the Lavim, what it says in the Torah, he should have repeated, Hochik Siv Vatairus Maisha. This is the way it says in the Torah. Why does he make up new Lashonis here? So it must be that Yechezkel come to teach us something new. That's how we learn from this pasuk is kipshutai that there were three different chiyuvim mises, and the pasuk ends off that which one do we give him? Skila, because that's this klal we give the misa hachomer. Dorish Ravacher bar Chanina. My, this was the pasuk say Elohorim loy ochal. From the mountain he did not eat. That means to say shloy ochal b'schus avoisa. It's like a schus upon a person. He did not rely on his father's money, but he only took care of himself. The ainan, what? Yeah, he was a chassid. He didn't want to take anything from his father even. He only took from his own. V'einav loinosel gilulei Beis Yisrael. What does that mean? He didn't put his eyes on the bed of Beis Yisrael. Shlei holach pekuma zekufa. He did not walk around with his head stuck up. He walked with his head bent down. He had Yerushalayim. V'yes eishes rieyo letim. What does that mean? Partially means he did not live with an eishes ish. No. It means if a chassid shlei yorad liyumnosi chaveroi. He did not go into his friendness. He did not ask his friend if his friend had a store. He did not open up a store right next to his friend. Interessant. He didn't have to do with an isha nida. He did not have anything to do with a kupa. He never took money that he did not need. Rashi says, it's not nice for a person to do this. In the same way, it's not nice to live with an isha nida. It's not nice to take money if you do not need it. Susant. Modna Sushtal here. Yeah. I'm not sure. Right, yeah. Well, see, the pasuk says, Tzadiku Chaya Yichya. That this person that does all these three tzidkis, he'll live. So, Kishoyi Rab Gamliel Magila Mikra Zeo Yeboicha. When he got to this pasuk, he started to cry. For Yom, he said like this to himself, Man Diyavu the Kul Hu the Chai. A person does all these three Maisa tzidkis, he'll live. But if you only do one of them, you're not going to live. Why not? Omele Rabbi Kiva, no. Avadi, either one of them, each one of them separately is a Maisa Chassidus, is a schus to have a long life. Elomiyatev, so. The Pasuk says, Al titmu b'chol eila. Don't be mezanim with all the arroyas there. His hochinam, you want to tell me, b'kula in, b'chodim in ayaloy. The Pasuk means to say, you can't be mezanim with all the arroyas, but each one separately, you could. No. Ela b'yachas m'chol eila means one of them. It's Achinami Biachas Mikolela, one of them. Any one of these three midas, if you hold on to them, it'll be a schus to have a riches yam. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. Yedaf Pei Aleph. He's the bottom. Yeah, the Mor says, over Aveiru. So the Mishnah says, the Chiddush, a person has two Aveirus. So Biyasi says you go after the first one and not the second one. Samara says, Tanya we learned. Ketzad Amar Rab Yosi. Where's the case that Rab Yosi said, Nidon Vizika Rishoina? You get the punishment, you get the Nisa for the first Avera that came about and not the second one. So most of the case is, Habo Olav Chamoisei. Let's say you're living now with your mother-in-law. Now let's say when you married your wife, she was an Amona. So when you married her, the first issa to you is the mother-in-law. V'nasis eishes ish, and then she got married, she remarried. So locher is, if you live with her now, nidim b'chamoisoi. You're only chayiv misa b'teres chamoisoi, because that was the issa that came first. In other words, Rabbi Yosi holds the klal of ein issa chalal issa. So since there's one issa first of chamoisoi, later when she becomes an Eishes Ish, the second Isra is not Chal. Which here wouldn't make that much of a difference, because Chamoisai is the Misa of Sreifa, and Sreifa is more Chomer. Eishes Ish is only Chenik. So anyway, you would receive Sreifa. But the Chiddush is the other way. Eishes Ish, let's say first the mother-in-law was married. She was married. And then you married her daughter, Venasis Chamoisai. It comes out your mother-in-law, first she was also to you, even before you married your wife, because she was a married lady, she was an Eishes Ish. With that, there's only a Chiyuv Chenik. Now you marry her daughter. So she becomes also to you now because she's also your mother-in-law. Here's the Chiddush. And if you live with her now, she even though B'teres Chamoisai, you deserve Sreifa. Still, Rabbi Yossi holds, Nidum B'Eishes Ish. You'll only receive the Misa for living with a regular Eishes Ish. Only Chenik. You will not receive the Misa Sreifa. Because he holds the Klal of Ein Nisa Chalalisa. Oh, Malay Ravacha Barava. L'Rava Chamoisai. What are you telling me? If first she was only a Chamoisai. When you married your wife, your mother-in-law was an Amona. She wasn't married at that time. Therefore, the first Isra is that she's your mother-in-law. Finashis Eishes Ish. And then she remarries. So what are you telling me? Nidim b'chamoisai, that the person receives Sreifa. Yidan as Chamoisai. And Mashma, not b'teres Eishes Ish. That's the Havamino. So I'm going to ask the question, why? In such a case here, that first she was your mother-in-law. And then she remarried. So what do you want to tell me? The Eishes Ish is not Chal, because of the Klal, Ein Issa, Chalal Issa. Here it should be different. Lida Nami Ar Issa Eishes Ish. The Issa Eishes Ish should also be here. Why? Domer Rabavua. Rabavua said that Moide Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi agrees the Issa Moisef. He agrees if the second Issa adds on to the first Issa, then the second Issa is Chal. Like this, there's a klal ein issa chalal issa. But over here, first she's your mother-in-law, but she's an amona, she's not married, so she's mutter to the rest of the world. She's only usa to you. When she remarries, she becomes an Eishes Ish. She's usa to the whole world now. So it comes out the second issa Eishes Ish is moisif isurim. It applies to more people in the world. So here, Rabbi Yossi agrees the second issa is chal could double over the first one. So he answered back, Pashit.